A real frontline patriot brings you his one-of-a-kind perspective on freedom versus tyranny. This is the world premiere of the Political Prisoner Podcast, powered by Gateway Pundit. Now, live from solitary confinement, here's your host, January Sixer, Jake Lang.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Prisoner Podcast. It's your host, Jake Lang. I'm coming to you live from D.C. prison. Man, day 1,000 is rolling right up on us. October 13th, 2023 will be 1,000 days incarcerated for me without a trial. It's also Friday the 13th, so some things are pretty spooky out here. Halloween's coming up, and I have my great friend with me, the professor, David Clements, awesome patriot, who is live with me today. And guys, we are just incredibly grateful to have Professor with me today because he's one of the hardest working men in front of the scenes and behind the scenes for the election integrity movement, for the January Sixers. He is everywhere at once. I mean, every time I call him, he is on a flight or boarding a flight or in midair. And he's just working hard, and we appreciate that. He's my brother in Christ, a humble man that is just dedicated to saving this country, and I love him very much. And without further ado, I bring in my brother, Professor Clements. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful after such a wonderful introduction, Jake. Everything that that I do, one of the reasons why I do it is because I'm so inspired by you and just how the cheer of the Lord is upon so many of our J6ers. I mean, there's never a day that goes by where I don't think about you in particular. And it really just gives you, like, you can't complain, and you really just, you got to do with what you got, and you're doing it, brother. So thanks for having me on.
Thank you, brother. Yes, my friend, sometimes all God gives you is a rock in the desert, and you got to strike it until water comes out of it. And we're grateful that you're here with us, and you're helping us draw this water out of this calamity, January 6th. There's a huge announcement. Everybody that's listening on Gateway Pundit and on Spotify and on Blessed News Network later, two huge announcements. The first, the reason why I brought Professor Clements on the Political Prisoner Podcast today is he is doing a groundbreaking documentary. He is digging in deep into the election integrity movement and January 6th. Behind the stolen election of 2020, the Dominion voting booths and the witchcraft that was happening there. His documentary is premiering. The launch date as of right now, guys, is November 7th. It's called Let My People Go. And this is a very fascinating, I think, probably the best coverage documentary we're going to have thus far of the movement of how it's evolved. I mean, he's outside at the Freedom Corner, outside D.C. jail. He's digging into the nitty-gritty details on Dominion scam that they pulled on all of us. And you guys are going to really enjoy this. I'm even featured in it. He's got other Jan Sixers featured in it. Let My People Go, Professor Clements. Tell us what inspired you to do this documentary.
Well, first and foremost, the reason why I got involved in anything is that I was so shaken to the core about January 6th, about as a longtime prosecutor, I know what real criminals look like. And the God-fearing, God-honoring, lovely patriots that were there because their hearts were broken over a stolen election, they shouldn't be in the gulag. And I just felt compelled to do what I can. And so I've always focused on elections and the rigged machines, because until we get rid of the usurpers, you're never going to have the pardons that are necessary. You're not going to have the right appointments in the Department of Justice, and you're going to continue to run into this buzzsaw of corruption. So I've never separated the two. And it's named after the deliverance story in the Old Testament. And I see the J6ers as the original hostages or slaves that stood up and said out loud what everyone knew, that the election was stolen. So your chains are real. And but there's invisible chains that the rest of us that are on the outside are wearing because of these rigged elections. And so in order for us to have that Red Sea moment, to free the prisoners, to free the slaves, we have to free ourselves from these rigged devices. And I think when we do both, you're going to see this moment of deliverance. And that's really what the film focuses on, is what it's going to take. And the reason why we have a launch date of November 7th, it's 1 year out from the 2024 election. We've got 1 year to improve the terrain. And Lord willing, we'll have breakthroughs long before that. That's what I pray for. But that's really, in essence, what Let My People Go is about. It's a deliverance story. And we've got some really creative ways to talk about it. It's a really tough film to promote because of the liability that's attached to going after all of the lawfare targets. We're going right after Dominion. We're going after ESNS. We're going after Chris Wray. We're going after everyone that we know is responsible for this. And so, as you can imagine, many people have cold feet on having anything to do with the project. I think it will be the ultimate red pill that covers everything that everyone's been afraid to talk about thus far. And so I can't wait to get it out there.
Yes. Amen. Well, it's very interesting that you talk about lawfare and this documentary kind of being a spurring moment for, I guess, the offensive, right? We've been on the defensive for, 1,000 days now since January 6th, kind of running and hiding and being arrested and dragged out of our homes. And there's a large portion of your documentary, I'm not going to say a large portion, but a significant portion of your documentary that also focuses on the military-industrial complex and how that has affected January 6ers, the fact that FBI and these, super soldier-looking people are getting, their houses raided. And this is the highest essence of lawfare, where they're abusing the law code. They're twisting it and contorting it to blanket charge thousands of people and then go and ransack their houses, flash grenade them, and drag them out of their houses. It's good to see us now start to go on the offensive, where we are going to be exposing the people like Christopher Wray and the FBI and all of the voting machine, Dominion and all of their ilk, that have been so responsible for this cascading effect, where it's really put traumatized Americans for possibly for generations. Who wants to go into protest ever again after, seeing this thousands of arrests that have spun out of January 6th and the persecution of political prisoners in our country? So it's good to see the worm is turning.
Oh, I agree. And to the heart of the film, it's one thing to talk about the technical deviations of how the machines do rob us of our voices, but the stakes are there because of where you're at, because of where Jonathan Mellis is, because of where Ryan Samsel is. If people can't put two and two together, there's not enough urgency on why they should go after these machines. And if people wonder why I'm a fanatic when it comes to getting machines, I know unless we improve the train and get rid of them, I can't see my brothers free. And so I tie the two together, and I'm hoping that people will see the true heart of the film. The heart isn't me. The heart is the people that are languishing, even now, as you mentioned, 1,000 days coming up for you. And so I just have a hard time sleeping when I know that that's happening. And for me, the best medicine, I can't speak for anyone else's work. So I travel a lot because I feel tremendously guilty about having a lot of the comforts that I still have, knowing what you guys are going without. And I just feel better when I devote the day, day and night to trying to bring awareness to what's going on. But we devote a lot of time. We get some of the most heartbreaking testimonials from J6ers at the corner inside the gulag, stories of hope, stories of redemption, just all kinds of great things. And that's certainly part of the film.
Yes, it's such a wide berth of emotions in this movement. Just your average day can bring you through so much joy and also so much heartache. And, you have to know, and everyone has to know out there, that God's Holy Spirit is moving through this movement. And it would be a completely devastating, terrible thing the entire time if God wasn't able to draw, like we were saying, water out of this rock in different places, give us ability to come together, to support one another, to love on one another, to do as Christ did, and to wash the feet of those who are broken and abandoned and lacking. And that's exactly what I feel my brother David here has done with this documentary. You guys are going to enjoy it so much. And I know that me being a part of it, I understand the Spirit, the Holy Spirit was moving with us in our conversation. And it's just great to see the tales of triumph that are coming. And we know, we can feel it, 2024. This is all about 2024. Talk to us, Professor Clement, about the hope moving forward. Because if we don't fix 2020, which is what this documentary is aimed at, how can we have hope in 2024?
Well, you're spot on. I have so much hope because I've seen the needle move in a way that you're just not going to be able to shake the American people free from what they have learned about a corrupt, weaponized government. The Rasmussen polls now firmly have about 68% of all voters coming to the abiding conviction that our elections are rigged. I mean, so you're looking at, you know, a huge number. And I think that this film will capture another 10 to 15%. And it will reaffirm all of the convictions and all of the heartache and gaslighting that people have gone through to get to this point. And so the enemy's running out of their tricks. That's why they're so desperate to throw Trump in a cage and to take away the law license of John Eastman, or to come after me in you know, the fifth investigation that's still pending over stripping me of my law license. That's why we're seeing people going after Sidney Powell and so many others, is because they're not winning the war with respect to the narrative. That power has been broken. So that's a major victory. Now it's just a matter of, will the American people stand up together? And I don't look for red waves. I look for the American people to emerge as the Red Sea. And when we rise up together, we can crash down on the feckless tyrants that put you where you're at, that rob me of my voice, rob my children of their voices. And I think when communism is eradicated in this country, it's going to happen all at once. It's going to all fall in one day.
The Berlin Wall of our times here, guys, is this D.C. jail. You understand? There's something that the entire world, I believe, should be uniting around. And it's the fact that the election was stolen in 2020, and some people gave their lives, like Roseanne Boylan and Ashley Babbitt, Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips, standing up peacefully against such an egregious thing to happen on our own soil, and also thousands of others and tens of thousands.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Have been pulled into this, and it's surmounted itself against the American way of life and against American principles and godly understanding of our country. It is pushing against it. Until we break through it, we'll always have something in this country. I mean, for the years that I've been locked up, that, you know, even Putin can look across the ocean here and say, you guys have no more moral high ground on us. Hey, Professor Clements, I want to bring you back for one more segment. We're going to talk a little bit about my 1512 obstruction of Congress charge, how that's slated to go to Supreme Court, get your some opinions on that, and get some people some information of where to go see this documentary, and we'll be right back, brother.
All right. Sounds good.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a January 6th political prisoner rotting away in horrible conditions? January 6th patriots are subject to cruel and unusual punishment every day, and kept imprisoned for nearly 3 years without trial. These American heroes have to survive inhumane conditions, where they lack basic food nutrients, clothing, and hygiene. Joe Biden's corrupt Department of Justice and FBI Gestapo has been making sure the families of these brave patriots are suffering as well. The breadwinner has been ripped out of the home, and these young families are being extorted thousands of dollars a year to keep up with commissary costs for their J6 prisoner. Many families have been completely devastated, missed mortgage payments, and kicked out of their homes, and even the family car repossessed. The ongoing battle these families face to stay afloat and support their loved ones in prison is in desperate need of our help. You can now sponsor a January 6th family to help support them in their greatest time of need. SponsorJ6.com is a new organization started by January 6th political prisoner for 965 days, Jake Lang, ensuring 100% of funds made go to Patriots commissary accounts. By becoming a sponsor of a J6 family, you can ensure one of the nearly 200 currently incarcerated J6 prisoners is properly clothed and fed. Sign up today to give the vital help these families need and make a real impact in the lives of our POWs. Head to sponsorj6.com and support our patriots.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Prisoner Podcast. It's your host, Jake Lang. I'm still live in D.C. prison. We have not broken through this insurmountable, tyrannical, despotic regime just yet, but by the power of God's hand, by Jesus Christ's mighty name, we will one day, very soon. I have my brother with me, Professor David Clements. There's some big news. I forgot to tell you the other part, too, of my two-part big news for Professor Clements. The first part, obviously, he's putting on an in-depth look on January 6th and a stolen 2020 election called Let My People Go. It premieres October 2nd or 7th, and I think it's going to rock the nation, honestly, and we're going to see millions and millions of people wake up from this. But the second part is Professor also has a show on Blessed News Network that launched last Sunday. He has another episode coming out this Sunday. If you guys want to tune into that, it's Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern every Sunday on blessednewsapp.com is the quickest way to get there. We have an iPhone and Android app. You guys can go there on the iPhone and Android app store, too, and just type in Blessed News and check it out. He gives a black and white overview, literally black and white. It's like an old school, it's just a vibe that kind of makes you feel like you're not being talked to like one of these talking heads in the media that's just trying to tell you something. It's authentic, it's raw, it's real, and I'd love for you guys to tune in to his new show. Just go to blessednewsapp.com. We appreciate it. Big shout out to all our listeners on Gateway Pundit. Guys, share this article on your Twitters and your Truths and your Getters and everywhere else. We love you guys so much. And everybody that will be listening on Blessed News, we thank you guys, too, for tuning in. We're back with my brother, Professor Clements. Talk to me, my friend.
Hey, Jake. Well, at the end of my first show with the Blessed News Network, I mentioned, I actually had my daughter with me at the end, and I tell everyone, like, I really didn't have time to pick up anything else because I'm literally, like, run ragged, every day. And I feel like there's not enough time in the day, but I keep being reminded of how much you do from the gulag. And I'm like, if I can't do this, I can find an hour. I can make this happen. So I wanted it to be an authentic take on where I'm at. And so it's a no frills. You're going to get some dry news readings. You're going to have some walk down memory lane. You're going to join me on my travels. You're going to get bits and pieces of interviews that I do throughout the week. And we put it all together to where you can hopefully have a blessed Sunday news report that captures where we're at. And the idea is on the Sabbath, you get to watch something, have a little bit of a laugh, but I want it to have a feel to it that's authentic, where it's a place. I remember the old Sunday reports, the morning shows when I was growing up as a kid, and I liked the vibe of peace that came with it. And so I want to capture something that isn't noisy, that people feel like they've got an hour to just spend some time with me to bring it all in before we enter into a new week. And so that's the intentionality behind the show.
I love that. That's and you capture that essence perfectly. We need more peace. And that's, the driving factor really behind why I started Blessed News Network was to bring Holy Spirit-inspired news, not the fear and the doom and the sensationalism of a lot of other news networks and stuff. And I think you've captured the peace of the Lord and put it, to good use here very well. And I'm very appreciative and humbled and grateful to have you a part of this journey with us. And it's actually on right after my show, after the Political Prisoner Podcast. So if you guys are tuning in live to listen to this Sunday, just keep on tuning in and stay right here glued to Blessed News Network, and you'll hear Professor Clement's new show, The Professor's Record. So let's get back into talks about what's been developing recently in the January 6th world, where a lot of people have recently been given restored hope. The Supreme Court looks like it's positioning itself, it's posturing itself to take on my writ of certiorari against the 1512 C2 obstruction of Congress charge. Give us some predictions, some insight. Give a little bit of background to the audience about what this obstruction of Congress charge is, how it's been vaguely and overbroadly applied, and give us a breakdown, Professor.
Well, I think it's one of those things where when you distill what we saw on January 6th, you're really talking about misdemeanor offenses. And so I think that the obstruction of a congressional hearing is where they're trying to basically ruin people's lives with felonies. One of the things that comes to mind, it might be a little bit different than what you're looking for, Jake, is that there's this creation within the judiciary of some type of national security exemption that doesn't exist to deprive J6ers of Brady material and all of that surveillance footage that also in turn deprives you of your right to confront your accusers, because everyone that was there is a potential fact witness that should be able to testify depending on what they saw and what they heard. And so there's so many things that we can talk about that's wrong with the system. But I don't want to give people a false hope on why a court would take something, because really, Jake, the God's honest truth is that there is so much black letter law based on founded cases that were found in the 1960s, whether it's Brady or whether it's Giglio, that should have been addressed by the Supreme Court on an emergency expedited basis 2 years ago. And the fact that we're in the fall, you know, fall time of close to October 2023, and the Supreme Court case has not addressed the Brady violations and addressed the Giglio violations and the Confrontation Clause violations is just mind-numbing. So if there are things that you have questions about, Jake, I'd be happy to give you kind of my legal analysis of it, but that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, it is. It's reprehensible, honestly. And for the audience out there, just a quick breakdown. The Brady violations is when the government withholds exculpatory or evidence that will help exonerate you, meaning like the 40,000 hours of video that Kevin McCarthy promised to us in January of this year, and that we should have had for 2 years prior to that as well, available to us. So many, literally thousands of defendants have taken plea deals and gone to trial without this exculpatory evidence. And so that has become what's, you know, I guess adds up to be, I think, the greatest violation of the Brady rule, which is that they have to provide these things ever. And the Giglio, correct me if I'm wrong here, is about police brutality. Give people a little bit of background on why the Giglio ruling is also being just overlooked so much. And
the Giglio
benchmark cases that should throw out most January 6th cases should have been thrown out just off, you know, respect of these two things alone.
Well, that your right to a speedy trial has been violated. Usually a criminal trespass case should be resolved within one calendar year. The fact that it hasn't been, by most metrics, you've seen massive violations there. What Giglio focus on is not police brutality, but it goes to the credibility of agents and making sure that if they've got some type of history or background of doing something that would impeach their credibility, the prosecutors have to disclose this. And why this is important is that you have evidence, according to the Capitol Police Chief, that the crowd was embedded with FBI informants. And so when we start talking about undisclosed, unindicted co-conspirator Fed informants, you have material there that shows a collusive scheme where people have probably lied to many people under false pretenses. Think of the Whitmer kidnapping, where 80% of the people that were involved were feds. All of that is subject to Giglio. And so there's so many things, so many schemes that have been orchestrated that goes to the credibility of these federal agents that is mandatory for disclosure, that we're going to find that there's going to be a treasure trove of violations in Giglio, which is in addition to the Brady violations, which is in addition to the Confrontation Clause violations, which is in addition to the violation of speedy trial. Every single fundamental right that an accused enjoys has been violated up to historic proportions when it comes to the J6ers.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't agree more. And, the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, you know, First Amendment violations as far as, you know, we were there redressing, you know, a grievance with the government, and they sent, you know, armed thugs and killed people while we were unarmed and basically were fending for our lives. I mean, you know, they killed Roseanne Boylan in my arms, and I tried, you know, saving her life. I wasn't able to. Tried saving Philip Anderson, was able to help him out, caught on video. And now, look at this, they're doing high-level witness tampering and witness intimidation just 1 month out. I don't know if you know this, but my trial was slated to begin October 10th. And just a few weeks ago, they arrested Philip Anderson, who was my star witness, who, you know, the world knows, and they've seen the videos of me dragging him out while he was unconscious and holding onto the hand of Roseanne Boylan, almost, you know, beaten to death by the Capitol Police. And they just arrested my star witness. I mean, look at these. This is like kind of the rooting out of the deep, dark tactics of FBI and our criminal justice system here, arresting witnesses, you know, a month before trial. Philip Anderson almost died 3 years ago at the on the Capitol steps, and now they're arresting him for obstruction of Congress. I mean, could it get any more ridiculous, Professor?
No, and you're actually highlighting more Giglio information. So Giglio material is sometimes used to refer to any information pertaining to deals that witnesses in criminal cases have either received or entered into with the government. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard from J6ers that were given deals to cooperate and to basically turn into federal agents. That's what I'm talking about with the Giglio stuff. And so many people surrounding you, Philip Anderson, many others have been offered sweet deals. If you'll just say this, if you'll just say that. The same thing happened with Ryan Samsel. Samsel was given an offer. If he'll just testify a certain way, he'd see lenience. These are all potential Giglio deals that weren't entered into because you all have a righteous conviction of the truth. But I can't tell you how many.
You have 1 minute remaining.
How many deals have likely been entered into that the prosecution has to disclose to the accused, and that's not happening.
It just simply isn't. I know. It simply isn't. But that's why we're standing up. We're routing them out. We're exposing them. We're lifting them up. The best disinfectant is sunlight, right? And so we're exposing these people. And I'm proud to be part of your new documentary. So we're going to bring Professor Clemens back for another segment. We're going to talk a little bit about faith in God and his hand and his role in all this. Professor's going to say a special prayer for us, and we'll wrap it up. You guys are listening to the Political Prisoner Podcast. It's your host, live from prison, Jake Lang. We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back. It's your host, Jake Lang. I'm live in D.C. jail, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm here to proclaim freedom for the captives. In our Lord Jesus Christ's name, we have so much freedom. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And I have my fellow brother in Christ with me here, Professor David Clements, one of my best friends, guys. We forged a relationship. I wanted to talk to you guys about that. Through this persecution, the body of Christ has grown stronger. We've molded together. We've formed alliances and friendships and brotherhoods that I think that the deep state and the devil and all of these malefactory opponents of ours have really rued, and they did not see this coming, the fact that we've banded together in, I mean, spiritual ways that are unbreakable. And I'm very proud to call Professor Clements my brother in Christ, because he truly is a man of deep conviction and a principled man who loves the Lord our God and his son Jesus with all his heart. And I commend him for his faithful walk he's had and he continues to have. My brother, talk to me.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't always that way. Like for many people. I grew up in a very, very dysfunctional home, and it wasn't a happy childhood by any means. And I led a really, really rough lifestyle where I wasn't the Lord's, and I didn't live in a way that was honoring to him. And it was actually my wife that led me to the Lord. And I feel like I've been playing catch up ever since then. And the good news is that he's used every one of my sins, every one of my shortcomings in sweet reminders in a way to bring goodness instead of heartache to those that I encounter. And I still mess up often, more than I'd like to admit. But it's because I know what I've been saved from, and I know what I'm capable of that makes what Jesus did on the cross that much sweeter. And I feel like even though I haven't met Jesus the way that, say, Paul or Saul met him on the road to Damascus, I've met him in the Word, and I've certainly met the sweetness of the Spirit over the past 3 years. And it's such an intoxicating feeling that everything that I've ever encountered as far as something that's given me joy pales in comparison. And once you've experienced it, you want more of it. And so, we're told that the mark of a healthy church or the true church is to look after the orphans and the widows. It's the highest calling of the church. And that's one of the reasons why I'm on the phone with you and count you a friend, because the state has created orphans and widows when they separated fathers from their spouses, when they separated fathers from their children, brothers from brothers, sons, you know, et cetera. And so this is a need. And I'm so thankful that I've been able to partner with people that aren't on this call through the Prisoners Record Ministry. That's my buddy Huang and Jeff. They keep the prayer calls going every night. In fact, they've got one that's simultaneously going on right now. They haven't missed a prayer meeting in over 2 years. They've added an additional daily prayer meeting in the morning. And so we try our best to keep tabs on all of the J6ers that will let us love on them, and try to meet commissary needs, legal needs, prayer needs. And we'll keep doing that because we want to keep you all alive. Because I've got a vision for the J6ers that every one of those feckless politicians in Washington, D.C. that broke their trust with the American people, when we're in need of desperate new leadership, the first people that should be put on the list to take over and lead the country in the halls of Congress should be every J6er that has languished in a cage. And I really feel strongly about this, that no one will be better equipped to safeguard liberty than those that lost their liberty in the name of defending our country from a rigged and stolen election, treason at the highest level. And we know that there's been hundreds of families that have been affected, devastated, with people processed, arrested. And so I see Jake as a future leader, where his brightest, the way that you're going to shine, Jake, your testimony's only begun. And I know that the same could be said about so many J6ers into the future, that we're going to have a generation of greatness, because when you guys get out, you'll be the leaders of our country, not the Pelosi's, not the Mitch McConnell's.
Amen, brother. Thank you. That humbles me. And I know I've got to give glory to God, and what he's doing in the lives of many men in here is truly remarkable. And always your words, you know, they just hit me in the soft spot of my heart. The Lord just, I mean, he speaks to every single Gen Sixer and our families in this movement. I mean, what I can't describe to you really my relationship with Hong Quan. He's become my father in Christ in many ways, like a Paul and Timothy situation. He's my mentor, my best friend. He's my power of attorney. He's my business partner, if you could call it that, and everything we do, every single fundraiser, and the legal fund, the commissary fund, the sponsor J6.com we just launched 2 days ago, which has gone remarkable so well. God's just poured out so much and helped us out. And through your organization of the Prisoner's Record, you've been able to help, spiritually speaking, hundreds of January 6ers and thousands of their family members in a way that has been critical to their survival as well as their salvation. And that institution that we've built, the prayer calls and the family feeling and the love for one another, all of my brothers and sisters that are currently praying for us in Jesus' name right now, that truly guards my heart in the heavenly realms, the angels that are stirred up to defend me and all the Jan Sixers in here and encourage us to keep this battle going through those prayers and through all of the love that is felt there. Just echoes. It just echoes, and God is so pleased with it. It's like a sweet smelling aroma. It's like His Son on the cross. He was pleased to do it. He was pleased to give His Son for us to cure us, to heal us, and to forgive us. And it's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, in front of all of America right now, for the Prisoner's Record, which has just been a benevolent, I mean, I can't say crutch, but like a crutch for, like a sweet a salve, the balm of Gilead for so many Jan Sixers who call in, receive hope, receive prayers, receive love, and all of the donations and actual sustenance work we do to help people out too through that. Thank you, Professor. Well, it's been invaluable to me.
I don't do enough. I tell you, that's why I wanted to really shout out Huang and Jeff in particular. Another brother in Christ, Venkat, who's also just always there in great ways. I mean, there's so many that I haven't named, so please don't be upset with me if I didn't identify it. But all I'm saying is that I remember trying my best to shepherd both the election stuff and the Prisoner's Record. And Huang, I just told him, I said, look, Huang, this is your ministry. I mean, I had enough of a profile to get, you know, 15,000 members strong to shepherd that community and be a part of it. But I said, I need you to treat this like this is your ministry. And he's done that. And he travels around. He's always working, always has the heart of the prisoners there. And whatever he sends me, I know that Huang has vetted it and that it's important. I mean, he's a great steward of resources. And he's always on the lookout for people that are trying to do things that are nefarious to protect the J6 families. And so he just cares about you all so much. And so I'm just so fortunate to have him there guarding that ministry. And then we've got so many volunteers that without fail are there. I mean, I'll check in. I try not to be obvious when I get on because the group is so wonderful that they try to make it about me. And so I try to sneak on there without anyone noticing, just to see who's there. And I'll tell you, every time I can do that, I just hear the prayers and I get off and I say a word of thanks to the Lord that it's there, because it's always there, no matter where you're at, no matter how dark your life might be. Every night there are the few, the intercessors that are there, and they're praying before a righteous God who hears everything in the name of Jesus. The answer is yes and amen. So just trust in the Lord's timing. And if you've got a need, jump on and let us pray for you.
Yes. Amen. And, through that, actually, we started Patriot Prayer, which is a special night on Thursday nights, which I host. And I bring on 2, 3, 4, sometimes like 5 or 6. I got a whole entire crew of, all my salty sailors in here. My January 6th brothers, we all pile into my cell here, and Thursday nights at 9 PM Eastern on the Prisoner's Record. You guys can hear and pray for directly for the Jan Sixers, which has been great. We've been having amazing audiences, 40, 50, 100 different prayer warriors coming in, and it's a blessing, and we love it so much. And a big shout-out to everybody in the background who makes it happen. It's truly become such an organic ministry. It's not one that's even, you know, most of ministry that you do in the world, just you happen to be neighbors. You happen to live in the same location, and so you guys worship the Lord and you go to church and you're bound by that. But this is truly such an organic ministry that has sprung up from every state in the country, every single background, and every single type of person. And it's just so awesome to see who it's attracted and just the dedication of everybody. And so big shout out to our brothers and sisters in Christ there. It's going to log me off here very soon, about 2 minutes. Professor, could you give a prayer? And you can go longer than 2 minutes. It's going to log me off, but it won't log you off. Could you give a prayer to our brothers and sisters in the prisons, their family members that are struggling at home, our enemies in this country who have not turned, repented, and seen the light of Christ? And just lift us up, my brother. I thank you so much for being a part of the Political Prisoner podcast tonight, too. And it's going to hang up on me, but you continue.
Okay, I will. If you're listening to this call out there, extend your hands and receive the blessing. Get into a posture with your head bowed. To go to the Lord. When we approach the throne room and we petition God Almighty, we've got the great high priest. We've got Yeshua. We've got Christ. And that's who the Lord, our God, our Father, sees standing there. He sees his perfection, not our imperfections. So, Lord, we lift up the J6ers to give them boldness, whether it's in the cell, whether it's on house arrest, whether it's someone who's awaiting charging, whether it's the wife or the spouse that is so broken, that doesn't know how they're going to make ends meet next month. Lord, I pray that you'd give them the peace and the boldness to approach your throne room. And in the name of Jesus, lay it out for the Lord. And I pray that all of our J6ers' faith would grow to where they would have both.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Firmly planted in faith, not with one foot in the world and one foot in the supernatural, but both feet planted so they can actually see the miracles of your hand, Lord. We pray for supernatural blessing. We pray for angelic visitations. We know that as each of our J6ers are stripped of everything, whether it's a Bible, whether it's the comfort of family, that's where you're sweetest, because you provide everything. You are everything. So in the midst of even nothing, there is something. And so we pray that the J6ers now that feel so alone, that this would be a time of tremendous sweetness, that they would look back at and say, never was the presence of the Lord so strong as in my struggles in the cell, in the gulag. We pray for that comfort. We pray that Christ himself, the great physician, would enter cells tonight, give people dreams, give them visions, give them strength. We pray that you pour blessing not just on the thousands that have been tortured through this process, but the millions that still fearfully await.
Thank you for using Global Telling.
And I pray, Lord, especially for Jake, to continue to make his path straight, be an encouragement to him, that we may continue to hear these cheerful updates. Lord, until the day that you sit on your judgment seat and release and free our modern-day slaves, we ask all of this in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for having me on the show, and I look forward to chatting with you soon. Take care.